The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Sam Webb and Anthony Sylvester on the other side of the glass. Kippy, how you feeling, man?
I'm doing better.
How many cups of coffee you in? I've been asking all the guest co-hosts this week how they're going in that regard. So you only one cup of coffee in?
Just one. I'll probably have some more later.
All right. Well, hey, see, you only had to pull one day. It's like Mac. Mac only had to pull one day. Matt Leach had to pull 3 days.
Yeah.
And so by the third day, I think he was up to 3 cups of coffee to get through.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the first day, I think it only took him one. So you shouldn't be too high on caffeine by the end of the show.
Well, no. And it's also one of those things where I'm also used to getting up this early.
True.
Every other day, I'm in here doing my thing. And
that's right.
We say hi to each other. And then you do your thing. And then we part ways. But
you're exactly right. That's right. I forgot about that. This is not your first morning rodeo. Real quick, as we get to the top of the hour, interesting report surfaced yesterday. I don't know if you saw this, Skippy, but DJ Durkin resurfaces at Alabama. I bring it up because I was pretty convinced that the next time you saw or heard from DJ Durkin, it would be with an NFL team. I definitely, as I said before, I do not believe that DJ Durkin is this drag of a person or coach that he has been portrayed to be. But I also don't believe that he is free of responsibility, for the death of one of his players. I don't think you can abdicate that responsibility. I don't think it can be passed to the medical staff or the trainers. The conditions that were set, the unpreparedness that was on this level, that rolls uphill.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you weren't there directly to cause this particular event, that those under your watch did, and that the environment that was set that would have allowed it to happen existed, that falls on you. So that's why, I mean, it's going to be, amazingly tough, at least in the short term, if not long term too, but definitely in the short term for him, I thought, to be back with a college program. Now he's on as a consultant at Alabama. So this is different in that as a consultant, it's not like he has dealings with the players per se. You know, there's not any coaching. There's certainly not any interaction with recruits. This is, crunching numbers, maybe doing some scouting, some different breakdowns. I mean, it's a scheme thing, a consultant. So in that capacity, you aren't having any interaction with the kids, or aren't expected to have any influence on kids. I guess that is a way in which you could do it. Still, though, I don't know of a coach in the country other than Nick Saban that could get away with it. Could get away with it without, it'd be interesting what the national media take is on this, to see how much they grill Nick Saban on. Because, I think as Nick Saban, probably said, I don't give a damn what anybody thinks. I don't care. I want to hire who I want to hire and do what I want to do because he's Nick Saban, championship coach. I mean, look, how he talks to the media. So this is a guy whose throne sits high above everyone else. So he can do what he wants and maybe be impervious to any media assaults that might ensue. I don't think it'll be that pronounced thing. But as far as full-fledged coaching, I still believe, even though I was wrong about where he would resurface first, where he resurfaces as a coach first, I still think will be the NFL. I just don't know how, from a recruiting perspective, you can withstand the stain that comes with what happened at Maryland. You know, again, they're Bama, so other schools, even though he has no connection to coaching players or recruiting, other schools might be impacted by that. You know, the criticism they might take from the media for doing it, I just don't think it'll affect Bama at all. I think Saban knows that. I don't know what aspect of consulting he expects DJ to help with. I don't know what particular expertise he's looking to tap into, or if he's just looking to give a coaching colleague, a leg up on the next, phase or stage of his career. That could be the case too. And if you're Nick Saban, you can afford to do that because there's just no real consequence there, in my opinion, for Nick Saban. So I was wrong about where he would resurface. DJ Durkin's at Alabama as a consultant. I do still think, though, that he will resurface as a coach first in the NFL. So we'll obviously be on the lookout down the line here. We got to get to a break. Be back on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor Accumulus Station.